We have a Gemara here in Pesachim, Gimel Amud Beis. The story, we'll tie it in. We're going to tie in this week's Parsha to this week's events of what occurred, hopefully, Hamev and Yavim. So it says like this. The Gemara resumes giving examples of restraint in speech. So people are supposed to be careful in how they talk. Gemara gives an example. Rav Kahana fell ill. Rav Kahana got sick. The rabbis sent Rabbi Yeshua, the son of Rav Idi, saying to him, go find out what position he's in. How's he doing? How's Rav Kahana doing? They sent him there. Rabbi Yeshua, the shliach, the messenger, came and found that Rav Kahana already had passed away. Open Gemara. Rav Kahana passed away. What did you do? He tore his garment. That's halacha. You tore your garment. And he shifted it here to the back. He didn't want to walk in and everyone see the torn garment, so he made it in a position where they wouldn't see it instantaneously. And he came back and he was crying. Amrulay, the rabbis asked him, did he pass away? Because they didn't really see the garment. He's crying. He could be crying because someone's sick. Crying can be a million things, right? So they asked him, what's going on here? Amrulay answered them, I didn't say anything. Why? For the pasuk in Proverbs, Mishlei, right? Proverbs says, Umoitzi diba huksil. One who utters an evil report is a fool. So which means, Pasha Kamar, what he meant is that you're a fool that if you say something of negative news. So he didn't want to openly state that he passed away. So he only made like a symbol at the clothing and he was crying and he waited for them to have the conversation and he never uttered the words out of his mouth. Moitzi diba. Diba huksil. Now, in general, it's an argument if this is a good advice, Gemara. Good advice. Don't say bad things. Or it's an halacha. Take it seriously. Do not say bad things out of your mouth. How strict do we take these words? And here it's referring to specifically someone passing away. Someone passing away. They sent him as a messenger. They knew he was sick. Sent him as a messenger. He didn't want to come back and say the words. Halacha. Shulchan Aruch says like this. Hilchas Avelis 40212. Tav Beis Yud Beis. Machloikas Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. Open halacha. Wild. Because this is talking about what? They wanted to know, Mamash, how's he doing? He didn't want to say. What about if it comes to a practical difference? Allah says like this. Misha meis lemei, someone passed away. And no one knows yet. There's no obligation. No obligation to say anything. When a guy's parent passes away, Nebuch. No, you don't have to tell the guy. Same pasuk. This pasuk is talking about a general thing. Don't say bad news when they sent you as a messenger. Gemara is adding on. Even if when it comes, practically speaking, the guy's parents, the halachas take place. Don't tell him. How much more does it go? Unbelievable. Umuta lazmina lesudas heirs of Minasun. Invite him to a wedding. The guy has no idea. You know the news. You're not allowed to say the bad news out of your mouth. That's a halacha about speech. Not only don't you have to tell the guy the bad news, you're allowed to invite him to the wedding. V'chol simcha. Came and shen did. He has no idea. The chiddush of Hilchas Avelis we're not going into, that Avelis only kicks in when the guy knows about it. So he doesn't have an obligation for Avelis as long as he doesn't know about it. So you don't have to tell him because that's spreading bad news. And since it didn't kick in yet because you didn't tell him, invite him to a wedding. Oh, but miyum shayolav, if someone asks you, as Rebelli was talking about the whole week, can't lie. Ein lo the shaker, can't lie, because midvar shaker tircha. I don't know if you read that in the kitzah. So I had that. We're going with the Hilchas Avelis. That's if you do the Shulchan Aruch, svardim, go like this. The Ramah adds on, hagah, if it's a son, nohagu. Funny word, nohagu. The custom is, not a chiv, to tell him why. In order for the kid to say kaddish. But daughters, ain minach lal adim. And again, minach is because, halachically speaking, you probably could have a daughter say kaddish. But since the minach is that women don't say kaddish in most of the cases, so since it's only a minach, you don't have to tell it to. But be'etzin, there's no reason to spread bad news at all. No, not it's avoidable. You're considered a ksil if you do it, which means a fool. You're considered a fool. How far should you not be spreading foolish words? Azoivite, that you can invite him to your wedding and stuff like that. This is all a Gemara, which ties into this. Now, interesting enough, there's a halacha of Hilchas Tefila. And Hilchas Davening, is the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says, you're not allowed to daven for the past. Do not cry over that which is past and say a prayer in vain. What's the example? If someone's wife is expecting, and he says, may it be the will that my wife give birth to a male, tefillah shav. Why? Because by the time you find out your wife's pregnant, it's already been decided if it's going to be male or female.
This is Gemara?
This is a Mishnah. In Brachas 54a, first Mishnah of the ninth parak. Well, in the Gemara, it's a long Mishnah.
What about Nina? She was.
That's a Taz. Taz asked the question. Remind me, we get back to that parashah. We have to go back to that. Yes, that's a real question. What he did there. Harezu Tzvila Shav. Hayababa Derech. Vague terminology in the Mishnah. Someone's coming along the road, and he heard the sound of screaming. I don't know, screaming in the city, and he says, "May it be Hashem, please, your capital Y. May it be Hashem, your will that the screaming is not taking place within my house." I raise it through the shelf, because again, by the time the screaming happens, it's off. Now, the Mishnah is just a vague case. Screaming can be a million things. The Rishonim, 18, the Rishonim says, in the former case, the prayer is in vain because the gender of the fetus has already been determined. That cannot naturally be changed. In the latter case, the guy screaming, since the disaster has already occurred, it is fruitless to pray, this should not be my house. Now, look at it. Rishonim add on the words. Rather, what do you do in this case? What he should say is this. This is what a guy could say. Random example. If the fire is in my house, spare my household members from becoming burned. That's what he should do. So if God forbid there's a fire, that's why I was sensitive. If there's a fire on the block, so no one say, I hope that's not my house. Too late for that statement. What you got to say is, hope nothing bad happens from Mikan Lahaba from here on forward. So here you have a case of a Mishnah talking about Tzvila, and here we have a case of Avelis, that the halacha is by Avelis, that you don't have to tell a guy at all. And by Tzvila we see, that's what we're going to discuss now. The difference between Tzvila. This is Avelis. The guy, as we said before, the guy has no obligation. Hilchas Avelis doesn't apply until the guy knows about it. He's not obligated on Avelis. Maybe we want to tell the son, because it's Kaddish, it's a Zaytik, a Sugar. We'll see what that means, how we explain that. But otherwise, we don't do it. So that's in Hilchas Avelis. And in Hilchas Tzvila, we have a separate Sugar right now. We're going to mix them. And in Hilchas Tzvila, you know you're not supposed to daven in vain. That's a real thing. Again, how far a Tzvila Shav is? A Tzvila Shav an Isser? The same way we have the same question right before. Is saying foolish things and isser or bad advice? Same question we have to have when it comes to davening. Is davening a tefila shav an isser also? Or it's just foolish to do such a thing? How far do you look at it? Now, what happens if you combine these cases? That's what we're going to discuss tonight. What happens in a case where a person is davening? The Gemara in Pesachim doesn't say they were davening. They were stam wanted to find out if someone, where is he holding? And might say he was gestorben. Okay, what about someone's davening? Tefila. And the other guy, his information, he's davening for a choyla, he's davening for someone who's sick, and the other guy's information that, wait a second, the guy he's davening for is no longer relevant. Yeah, he's no longer alive. Are you allowed? Should you not? Again, all these words. Are you allowed? Are you prohibited? Are you could be? It's just bad advice. Don't talk this way. Whatever these words are, when it comes to this situation, what do? On one hand, we have the knowledgeable person knowing, don't be a bearer of bad news, whatever that means exactly. Don't be the bearer of bad news. On the one hand, we have, when it comes to prayers, we don't like people praying for no point whatsoever. Now, if you want to say mikan lahap, like by a fire, okay, you can say mikan lahap, no one should get hurt. Doesn't apply in this case. So you have a plenty, you have someone that you know, not you, chashom. Someone is sick, and someone is davening for the health of this person to get better, and the other person knows the game has ended. So are you supposed to tell the guy or not? By the way, stop davening. On one hand, the guy's davening to tefillah shav, or is it not my business? What do I care? That's the kasha. And this is my kasha. The first one I saw this kasha, but I couldn't believe it. Open tshuva. Maram Shik. The Maram Shik has this question. Someone said this question. And Maram Shik goes through a couple of aris that we're then hopefully going to tie in to not only current events that we're hinting at, but Pasha Veschanan, Moshe Rabbeinu davening, which Maram Shik doesn't bring, but he could have brought based on what he's writing, but he didn't have to bring every detail, but he doesn't. So that's the kasha we have. Someone knows that the other person is davening for someone to stay alive, and the guy's no longer alive. What do we do in that case? Okay. So Maram Shik first analyzes the chiv of the person. What is the reason? This is a big chiddush, by the way, Maram Shik. The halach we just read this. The Shulchan Aruch says, halachically speaking, you are not, that you shouldn't. You're not obligated to tell the person that, by the way, a family member has passed away. And he adds on the words by the Shulchan Aruch, even a father and a mother. The Rama says, no, don't go so far. Don't go. You don't have to tell anybody. A brother, a cousin, this, or that. No, don't say. But it comes to a son, because of the what? His lashon here is, nagul idea, why? For Kaddish. So if in order for the kid to say Kaddish, we allow it. What does that change? What is the Kaddish as opposed to anything else? Remember, when a regular person, God forbid, his sibling passes away, the Chiyav Avelis takes place. We have a Chiddush now that there's no Chiyav Avelis until the guy knows about it. That's halacha, by the way. That applies even today. Right? If someone, God forbid, is nift on Shabbos, you're not supposed to go around telling people. Because we don't have Avelis on Shabbos. It's not relevant. Don't tell anybody. Don't go around spreading bad news because it's Shabbos. But even on Shabbos, there's no obligation. So here, the Kaddish changed the game. Why did the Kaddish change the game? What step is the Kaddish change the game? So I would say the Kaddish changed the game because there's more of a Chiyav there. There's something practical that occurs. Stam Avelis, as I would think, if I would have read a Stam Avelis, okay, Avelis is Minhagim. Take out a book. There's no real reality. What's real? What's fake? Mirrors might not be real. We spoke about that in the past. Who knows? There's a lot of it's Minhagim anyways. Okay, Avelis, Machavak Avelis. But Kaddish sounds like a very important Zach. So it depends how you learn. So I would say no Chiyav Kaddish till he knows. And here we want the guy to start saying the Kaddish. So the Maram Shik says, fascinatingly, is because like this. He says the point of the Kaddish, as we know, is to help the neshama of the nifter. The Kaddish is not for the guy himself, for the nifter. It's a good thing for the soul of the person who passed away. So he says, who has the obligation to say Kaddish? That's the son. But who has the obligation to help the guy's soul? Everybody. Everybody. So he wants to learn this Maram Shik. Unbelievable. The Maram Shik wants to say that a regular person doesn't have to do something wrong to help someone else. That's a Gemara on Shabbos, a Tosis. You don't have to do a chet, kadesh yischa chavercha. You don't have to do something wrong to help this guy out. You don't have to violate Shabbos to avoid this guy's Shabbos. That's not your obligation. You have to protect your own neshama as well. But that's only when it's your obligation versus his obligation. Then you can stop playing games. Do I have to go around spreading bad news when I look like a fool? Even let's say it's not an isser. I'm a fool for spreading bad news to help this guy go to Minyan. I don't know. What's my obligation? I don't know. Do I have to hurt myself spiritually and be a fool to help him out? But the Maram Shik says, why is Kaddish different? He says, because we have an obligation. Everyone has an obligation, the Raisa, to help out someone who lost money. He lost money, he got Vechiv, Chashav Esaveta. And we have Noah's obligation, Zicha, if someone alive in the Torah, Saman Adam Recha, if someone is drowning in the sea, everyone around who can swim has an obligation to save the guy's life. Everyone has the obligation. So he says that since we believe that the Kaddish is helping the neshama of the nifter, you know what that means? Everyone has that obligation to help the neshama of the nifter. So it's not you versus him. What do I do to protect myself versus what I have an obligation to my fellow man? No, Maram Shik says it doesn't work that way. Your obligation is also to help the guy's neshama. So therefore, since the guy passed away, and you know now there's a mechanism in place, whether he's obligated or not, because Judd wanted to say, it doesn't make a difference if he's obligated. Maybe he's not obligated, but you know what? You have a mechanism in place to help the neshama. You can tell the son, by the way, this is the situation, and start saying Kaddish, and who gains? The soul gains. So everyone gains. Why? Because everyone has the obligation around the person to help the soul. So the Maram Shik wants to say that when it comes to telling the son Kaddish, don't bring an example to any other case. That's it. He says there's a standalone thing that to tell a son, the obligation is because it's the person's obligation. The guy who knows the news, the guy who's reading the reports knows the news. His obligation alone is because he has to help the soul. So that's not the same thing the Maram Shik says. You came to me, Maram Shik, saying, oh, our original question. What was our original question? A, knows that someone passed away, and B, is davening to help the guy for the chayla to get better, and B, doesn't realize the guy passed away. Should A go and tell B, by the way, don't daven. Stop davening, it's Genug Shon already. It's a Tfilah Shav, as we saw in the Mishnah. What's my obligation? He goes, no, that doesn't compare at all. My obligation to him doesn't have to do anything. Only, he says, only the exception is going to be for Kaddish for a son, because it's his own obligation to help the guy out. That's what Maram Shik says.
Where's Maram Shik?
Arachaim Chavov. Short Shuva, Grada.
Can I ask something?
Avada.
You
want to
put it in the
Pashas of
the
Skada?
Ah!
Oh.
That's
why. That wasn't 8 years in Slobodka. That was after 2 months of Slobodka. You've got to stay 8 years, but you couldn't, right. So the Maram Shik says something, right? So Maram Shik says, I want to ask you something. Let's discuss. That's why I said, but he doesn't quote this Veskhanan. I'm quoting Veskhanan. That's why I got to this. And because of the current events that happened this week. But what does he say? He says like this, Maram. He says, let's go through all the situations we have. He says, Avakasha, Tfilah Shav. We have a debate. He doesn't bring this down, but that's what he means. There's a famous debate. I don't know if we ever did this yet on a Thursday night class. I think we keep on saying we're going to get to it eventually. Thursday night class. Is that Kadosh Baruch Hu mechuyev to keep the mitzvahs? He created the laws. Does he have to keep the laws? Or certain people are above the law. And many, many situations in the Gemara, the most famous place, if you want to look it up, where it's a real kasha, is in Beshalach. In Beshalach, when the Jews leave Egypt, and it starts giving you where they went. It says, Rabbi, what's the exact lesson? They were across the street from Mul Baal Tzifon. They were across the street from Avodah Zarah. Open Shulchan Aruch, by the way. open Shulchan Aruch, when you give directions, have a hard time. I live across the street, stuff like that. You're not supposed to give directions based on that. You could say near the tree, near that, but you can't say, you can't create the directions, the GPS map, based on Avodah Zarah. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu said what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were where location. Oh, by the way, across the street from Avodah Zarah, Mul across from Avodah Zarah. So right there on that, there are many Gemaras. Trillin, yes. There are met, but that Gemara, if you want on the Chumash, if you open the Chumash, on that Chumash, the Tosfos Skenim on the page, the Rishonim right there say, wait a second, what is going on here? And that's a general question. Hashem has to keep the halachas. So, Hashem has to keep the halachas. Okay, what does that mean? That means Hashem, I think, would be a situation where Hashem has to make sure people don't do anything wrong. So as Kush was saying beautifully, but he doesn't bring that case, he brings a different case. He said, what happened here? We have a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk is what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, listen, am I going to not tell Avram Avinu? Am I going to not tell Avram Avinu I'm about to destroy Sodom? He's a good person. Whatever he did over there, Avram's good. I have to tell Avram Avinu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point made a gezeira that Sodom is going to be destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu probably understood Avram Avinu's strategy of 50, 40, 30, right? He knew the whole thing and knew it wasn't going to happen. So what is Avram Avinu doing at that point in time? Avram Avinu is doing a Tefillah Shav. What are you diving for? It's a waste of time. So the Maram Shik says, wait a second, I have a good idea. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell Avram Avinu, it's a little better than our Raya. I was thinking like Yuvas Hanan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, listen, by the way, this is what's going to happen. HaMachasim Avram, let him give it a shot. We don't let him give it a shot. We don't believe in Tefillah Shav. We don't believe in Tefillah Shav. How's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying it to him? We're adding on now that what Ves Hanan will be the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling, Moshe Rabbeinu knew, it's not on Hashem, it's more on Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu knew there was a gzeira against him to go to Eretz Yisrael. And he starts davening. What are you davening against a gzeira? That might be a Tefillah Shav. So, the Maram Shik wants to say.
Doesn't Hashem change
matters? Oh, what?
Hashem sometimes
changes. So the Maram Shik says a little different. The Maram Shik says, like Rabbi Zil said, that Lemaisa, when it comes to a gzeira, is not the same thing. A gzeira can be oiker. He says, a gzeira shani. My father's adding on, like we just read in the piece of paper there, that there's something called a tzadik geizer. Zer emes this week. Zer emes this week, no one, right? The Zer emes says the week that a tzadik geizer and change the thing. So Ram Shik wants to say when it comes to a gzeira, something else. Now, obviously, Ram Shik saying himself, he brings Avraham Avinu and says, hey, maybe gzeira shani. So he says, gzeira shani means when you're coming back to a person who died, you could say gzeira shani, he's going to relive? Dead already. Can't say, oh, Xera, I could Xera. Is Moshe Rabbeinu Xera, I'm not going into Eretz Yisrael, Avraham Avinu Xera of Sodom being destroyed, different than the Xera of a guy dying? Pashas, I think most people would say yes. Because that's a crazy dumb, right? That's not a Xera, it's over already.
You do see some cases where a person was brought back
to life. Now, so the question's going to be, because that's what the doctor was hinting at before. Are you allowed to daven for that, though? That's the question. Are you allowed to daven for such a case? I will tell you, because Doc said it before. Or you said, we have a case, the Mishnah openly states that you can't daven for the gender of a child once you're 40 days in. Why not? Because it was already done already. So the most obvious kasha of all time, Leah. Leah did the switch over there. So the Taz asked this kasha. So one asking before 40 days, she found out right away. Yeah. He wants to say a new thing. Depends on what you're davening for. This is a Taz, by the way. The Taz says that first of all, there's two ways to say it. The machloek is Babli Yerushalmi, what actually happened? Did the gender change or did the bodies change? Leah and Rachel. How do you learn what happened over there? We switched in utero. What happened was Yosef went from Leah to Rachel and Dina went from the reverse. How do you understand that happened until tonight? Do you learn, well, you have to ask the youngest guy here. Do you learn that the gender changed or that the body switched? If the body switches, it's not necessarily Tefillah Shav on the same level. That's asking for a miracle. See, the Taz wants to say that davening for a miracle, yeah, it might be allowed. Davening for a Tefillah Shav, that's different. To change a gender, that's not a miracle. That's like changing. That's changing a Teva. That's what the Taz wants to say by Leah. Going back to us over here, if someone dies, you're going to still tell the guy to daven. No one's saying this gang. Let him daven on the chance you're going to do a miracle. So we have them again. Maram Shik starts. Ram Shik starts with Akashi, put these two things together. You're not obligated to tell anyone that someone died. Not obligated at all. Except by a son, there's a minig. So right away, Ram Shik's talking. I got to think about that. We have an open Mishnah and Brachas that says, no such thing as a Tefillah Shav. You can't dive into the things that happened in the past. Here, what about these two cases where the person who somebody doesn't want to do it? He says, first of all, don't bring a raya from the son, because that's your egan achiev. You have a chiev to help this guy sell that. Then he wants to bring the case of Avraham Avinu. He says, that's also different. That's going to be a gzeira. So if it's a gzeira, it doesn't count at all. So what does he say next? He wants to say like this. He says, Unbelievable. There's a general machlekes. I don't know if he says this. The general machlekes. Let's say, let's go back a second, right? Let's go back and figure this out. We have a question that could the guy continue davening? So he says, why do you ask the kasha? He doesn't say this. Why do you have to continue the davening? What about the starting of the davening? You go visit someone never goes to a hospital. And he sees someone, mamish goises. Guy's a goises. He's mamish otot, right? The doctors are saying, let's say, give me a number, 3 hours, right? Then you get into your car. You got to go home. You get into your car. You come back to Brooklyn, traffic and all that. Now it's 4 hours later. No one called you from the hospital yet. Before cell phones. So are you allowed to daven or not? There's an open halacha that applied in the old days big time. Shulchan Aruch has this kasha. Are you allowed to daven for someone that you don't know if he's alive anymore? Before the continuing of the daven, can you daven? It's Machloikas, Maril, and the Nachla Shiva. The Maril says, no. If you knew the guy's a geisus, it ties into this Mishnah in Brachas, and he's out of the game. One, you cannot daven on a tefillah shav. That's so important. And when you're looking at statistics and you walked out of the hospital and the guy looked like it's over, Maril open halacha says, Ramok takes Maril, most of us, a lot of his stuff, Maril says you're not allowed to daven. The Nachla Shiva says, what? What are you talking about? We have an halacha, and Hilchas Gittin, that if a guy walks away from a guy who's a geisus, we assume the girl's married. The guy was a geisus. Okay, well, she's married until proven otherwise. There's something called a chazaka. So yes, the guy is a geisus. It's not a good situation. Yes, doctors say 3 hours. We don't care what doctors say. Who cares about 3 hours? So Nachla Shiva says, I don't know what you're talking about. Maril, it's halach lemaisa. It's a mamash halach lemaisa. Maril versus Nachla Shiva. If the guy's on his last legs, can you continue davening until you're otherwise? This happens probably every week in the world on Shabbos. Someone never is sick on Shabbos. If you daven for someone on Shabbos, if you daven down for a chal on Shabbos, it's Friday afternoon. You knew it's mamash bad. Do you continue davening through Shabbos? Machloikas, Maril, Nachal Shiva. Maril says, no, you can't daven. There's an open mission in Tzvila Shav. You don't know Tzvila Shav? Let's go. Statistically speaking, Tzvila Shav, avoid the whole thing. And the Nachal Shiva says, no, Hilchas Gittin, we rely on it. So Hilchas Gittin, we rely on it. We know, and Nachal Shiva says, it's not just Hilchas Gittin. All over Shas, we have a concept called Chazaka. We rely on the previous assumption. So of course, it's the previous assumption. This guy's still alive. The Nachal Shiva asks, by the way, there's a 1% chance, like Israel said, the guy could turn around and have a miraculous recovery. So if there's 1% chance miraculous recovery, you can't rely on that also. I mean, come on. You go vayit to the daven. So what are you doing over here? So he wants to say, therefore, the Maram Shik wants to say, that comes down to this machlokes, and he seems to assume, I don't know if he says it or someone else now, that not, we can rely on the Nachla Shiva. That means it doesn't change when you know something for sure. You don't have to tell that guy anyway. And as far as Hilchas Tzvila Shav, Mechatez, he did something wrong. He's allowed to continue davening. If the guy is allowed to start davening, he's allowed to continue davening. And this halacha becomes now a very important thing. What is called a bracha levatala? What is called a bracha levatala? So, if a guy washes hands, there's a ritual in Chulin. This is the big one everyone starts tying into. A guy washes his hand until he dies, right? Then he gets to the table and he decides, oh, I forgot, Atkins diet. But he made it until he dies. You have to eat or not? No. Ritva says you don't have to eat. What do you mean? You made a bracha until he dies. He goes, okay, until he dies. Covers the washing hands. You don't have to go further than that. That's not what the Ritva says, by the way. That's what other ones want to say the Ritva is saying. But you know what the Ritva says?
Does he call it or all about?
No, he's talking about is it about Avatala, and he says... He says it's not a levatala. Why not? Not because of what I just said, that the washing goes to that, and then it's a separate thing. He says because of the moment the guy was washing, that was his plan. That was his plan. He changed his mind. Okay, changed his mind. Who cares? But he didn't do a bracha levatala because that was allowed at that moment of time. Which would mean back to us, the guy's allowed to start davening according to the Nachla Shiva. According to almost everybody. And then let's say this guy, the Nachla Shiva is a case where guys are geisus. Here we're talking about stomach case. The Maram Shik's case was stomach case. The guy was sick and he was davening. So you want to go over to the guy and tell him stop davening. Why do you want to tell the guy stop davening? Because you're afraid of Brach Levatala? What are you afraid of? Tvila Shav? I mean, Tvila Shav and Brach Levatala go together. So Lamaisa, there's no such thing as Tvila Shav. Once the guy started davening, he can rely on the Nachshav and go Vaita. You don't look like a fool? Good. Don't look like a fool. The only time you have to start adding in the details is when you have the obligation yourself to save the soul. When you have the obligation. But otherwise, in a normal case, he's not talking about a son. In a normal case, there's no obligation. Now that's all Maram Shik with a couple extra. Happens to be there's a Sefer Hasidim that says like this. The Sefer Hasidim says that if a guy walks, this the Maram Shik didn't quote it. If someone is davening on Shabbos for a chayla, and he has the Sefer Hasidim says like a case. The guy walks over to the Chacham. He always says, the guy comes to the Chacham. He tells the Chacham, I came into town and I asked this guy what he's doing. He said he's davening for Pliny, and I know Pliny passed away. What do I do? And the Sefer Hasidim answers, don't say anything till after Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos. Even the guy's davening. Oynik Shabbos. So it means there's clearly this idea, that there's no obligation to tell the person. And that's because, no obligation, because we don't want people saying bad things out of their mouth. We don't want such things. No reason to run around saying bad news. And if you think it's kicking in certain obligations to him, Avelis doesn't count. And if you think it's kicking in Bracha Levatola, as long as you go with the Nachla Shiva, you're allowed to start the Bracha. There's no Bracha Levatola, there's no problem. So it would come out in a lot of these cases. I don't know if people today with the plopling could hold back. But it could be, halachically, there's no reason to say. Now, there is a concept that we saw in the Gemara, which they want to learn from that Gemara, that you're allowed to do a Beremiza. It could be Moitzi Diba is saying the words out of your mouth. But Remiza, you are allowed to do. So if the whole issue why we're telling the guy don't talk is because it's bad form, you're Moitzi Diba. If you're not Moitzi Diba, like the ripping of the clothing, B'derech Remiza, you could be allowed. But one thing for sure, no obligation. Hopefully we should only be zeichet to know sickness is no death, Mashiach, Meher B'Yemein.